everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. I'm your host, Ben, and coming up later, we're going to be catching up with Paul Carden, manager of Warrington Town, to discuss his contract extension at the club. But before that, it's to Glossop North End that we turn to, and Stuart Mellish has been announced as the brand new manager at Surrey Street. And for more on this, on Friday, I caught up with the man himself. Well, Stuart, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, congratulations on your appointment. How are you settling in?
Yeah, thanks very much, Ben. I'm delighted to get appointed to manager Glossop Football Club. Been a bit busy the last few days, as you can imagine. Lots of phone calls, a lot of well wishes, a lot of contacts with players, making contact with players from the Glossop squad from last season, arranging pre-season friendlies. So the last couple of days have been really busy, yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, the ideal time probably would have been about a month or so ago, because it started to, even though next season seems like a long way away, it's all ramping up now, isn't it? So you've had to hit the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. And obviously, the next sort of key news we're waiting for is where we're going to be placed league-wise with the amalgamation of the league. So hopefully that should be coming out on Monday of next week or sometime next week. And that will be a different picture again. You know, if it's favourable for us and we're sort of playing more local or this side, should we say, it opens up a lot more options and a lot more players that hopefully I can attract to the football club.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously when we talk about those boundaries, Glossop North End for the last couple of seasons have had to go into the South East. And that does dictate what, you know, player recruitment, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And it dictates on finances as well. I mean, the budget is tight anyway. I mean, spoken to Dave and the board, and we are realistic on what we want to achieve and what we're trying to achieve. But certainly where we are league-wise will be a massive game changer in terms of what players we can achieve, to be honest with you. And not only that, the fans as well, Ben. You know, I speak to the board, they were saying last year some of the teams were playing in the Southern Leagues that were playing at Glossop. They actually didn't bring any fans. Now, when we start playing, if we're over here and we're playing like, so say, Mosley, Ramsbottom, Runcorn, Prescott, etc., you're going to get, even if they bring 20 or 30, but it all mounts up, Ben, doesn't it? You know what I mean? It's a big difference to small football clubs.
Well, hopefully we'll hear news upon that in the coming weeks. But I was going to say, I mean, what's your assessment of the squad? Because you've obviously, you know, like we touched upon here, you've had to hit the ground running. So what's your assessment?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, Ben, isn't it? Because obviously the last couple of seasons, it's been difficult. There's not been a lot of games played. So all the squad are invited to come back pre-season. I want to keep a nucleus of the squad there. We can keep 7 or 8, and that gives us a good basis to work off, and then if I can bring in, depending on where we're playing, if I can add it with a little bit of quality in different places just to add to what we've got. I think it's important we keep or try to keep the majority of the squad, because they've got a little bit of continuity, you know, they'll have a bit of banter in the dressing room, which is all helps to how we want to get things going forward. So yeah, everyone's back pre-season and we'll take it from there.
And what's your assessment of the club more generally as well? Because it's only been a couple of years since, you know, Glossop North End were in the playoff positions or there or thereabouts. So it's certainly not beyond the club to be competing, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a club I always had a lot of affection for, going back many years ago when I've played against them, and certainly when I've been there as a manager, particularly with Warrington. And when I've been watching games as well, or watching scouting other players, and they've been playing Glossop, even when they've been playing away, they're very vocal, they're very boyish, and they can get a right good atmosphere. And I've seen Surrey Street many a time bouncing, you know, rocking with the fans. So if we get a good side together, a good side that works hard for each other and play decent attacking football, I'm sure that they'll buy into it and we can make the place exciting again.
And I think it was only, I can't remember how many shows back it was. It was only a month or so ago we were speaking with Glossop about the plans for, you know, growing the community game there as just outside of the town. So, you know, there's lots of plans off the pitch as well.
Absolutely. It's exciting times at the football club. And, you know, you look at the youth football in Glossop, I think they've got 38 teams with about 500 players, ranging from under fours, under fives, right up to under 18s, under 21s as well. So I'm going to be looking at, you know, promoting youth, and there's going to be a pathway for those youth to come into into the first team at Gloucester, and that always raises interest in the local community. If you get local youngsters doing well, and I'm all for promoting and allowing youngsters and giving them the opportunity to progress.
No, great stuff. And we should say as well, Stuart, I mean, like we touched upon here, a lot of work to do, that's for sure, and pre-season on the way. When do you get the boys back on the training pitch, when's first pre-season game?
Yeah, we're back on Saturday the 19th of June, first pre-season training. And the first game, the date's not been scheduled, but it's Huddersfield Town. And there's going to be another press release sort of later on next week with some more pre-season friendlies, which have been sort of, I've been speaking to managers today and yesterday, so there's going to be two or three more announcements with some good pre-seasons up at Gloucester.
Oh, excellent. And I hope it's come across in this interview. You've got a lot of work coming your way, haven't you? I mean, how much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, honestly, I can't wait to get back into it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's been difficult for society in the general last couple of years, and, you know, not least semi-pro football and non-league clubs have been it really hard. And, you know, get back playing football, get fans behind the turnstiles. And I think everything's going to look a little bit better in the next coming months.
Yeah, here's hoping. Well, Stuart Mellish, yep, manager of Gloucester North End, a big thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. And all the best with pre-season. And the next time we speak, it'll be about an actual football match. That'll be good, won't it?
Brilliant. Can't wait, mate. Top man. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Stuart Mellish there, manager of Gloucester North End, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In MPL show. And sticking with managerial news, let's head now to Warrington Town. Warrington Town manager Paul Carden and his assistant Mark Beasley have agreed a new 2-year deal at the club this past week. And for more on this, on Saturday, I caught up with the manager at Warrington Town. It's a welcome back to the show to Paul Carden. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations on this great news on the contract extension. How do you feel?
Yeah, obviously, we've had talks over the summer and stuff with Toby, and I think it was always a case it was going to happen. It was just when we decided to actually do it, you know, over the summer and over the summer. I feel like because we've been off, it's the summer. But since the season's finished, we've just been planning as normal for next season anyway. So it's just been a case of getting it done and getting round to getting it done. So it was never in doubt, and, you know, just it's done, it's out there, and it puts a few of our lads' minds at ease, because all I've had is the lads saying, are you and B staying? So nice that they want us to stay. It helps. So so you know, obviously we can crack on, and that's out the way, and just crack on as normal like we always do, and try and put a side together that's going to make us all right this season.
I was going to ask you about that stability, because there's been a few clubs who've announced similar deals like this, and given the last 18 months we've had, that level of stability, it's just vitally important, isn't it? Like you say, for yourselves, but also for the players.
Yeah, well, the thing is with it, we've been at the club a long time now, but we've only actually completed two full seasons, which is bizarre, but it's like that for everybody, I suppose. But the stability is important. You know, it keeps the club obviously going in the same direction as what we've been trying to go in for the past 4 or 5 seasons since we came in. And, you know, stability from my point of view as well is the players. You know, the players, the core group of players that we had coming back, because I know they're more than capable at this level. So, you know, I think from all angles, it's been an important time for us to make sure that, you know, nothing's getting ripped up to start again, and that we can we can just tidy things up and we can improve as we feel we need to, which is what we've been planning for.
And with that regard, I mean, how are preparations going for next season? I'm imagining you already touched upon it, really. The work's already started, but how's recruitment going and that side of things?
Well, to be honest, I've had a few meetings with a few players, but nothing's been agreed or signed by any of them yet. Put a couple of offers out. You know, the lads from last season have said they're all coming back. I'll be speaking to them this week, and we'll be getting meetings to get everybody boxed off. But I think it's going to be a late market, to be honest, because you've got a lot of clubs who've furloughed players, and so I think the market's going to be late because of that. It gives the clubs a little bit of breathing space in terms of when they actually make decisions on the squad. And it also gives the players them furlough wages that, you know, they obviously don't want to risk losing by saying they want to leave. So I do feel it'll be a late market, but things are starting to bubble now, and you're starting to get more calls off agents about, would you be interested in him? Would you be interested in him? And you're seeing a few retain lists going out with a few released players, especially from the league above. So it's starting to boil now. So, but I do think on the whole, it's going to be quite a late market, especially at our level.
And how much are you looking forward to that frantic race that's going to be happening then at some point in late May, early June, I'd imagine? How much are you looking forward to getting stuck in and competing for new players and that side of things?
Yeah, I try not to get too wrapped up in, you know, if players have it their way. You know, I was a player myself, so I felt I knew what I needed to say to a manager to try and get him to sign me. But it was, you know, players will tell you that Real Madrid are in for them, but they're also going to talk to the club, you know, in the Welsh Prem in the same time. So, you know, it gets exaggerated. You know, offers that have been put to them have got plenty of salt and vinegar on them, because that's the way it is. So we have a ceiling to what we pay. And also we've got, you know, we've got good lads, who very good players for the level who are on those wages. So I tell players what we pay, where I value them at. And then it's up to the player. Then, I won't be breaking me back. You know, if a player wants to come here if a player wants to sign for someone for money, they won't be signing for us. We'll compete, and we'll compete with the good players that are available for the level. But ultimately, you know, a lot of the time it's about the books, and if they want to go for the money, then maybe they're not the ones that we want to sign anyway. So it's just a case of, you know, seeing who's out there, seeing what we need, seeing if them players fit, and trying to get them on board. So, but I never get frantic about it, you know, and I'll never lose sleep over it. So there's thousands of players going to be available, and, you know, there's always the next one.
And with regards to next season, before we know it, we'll be back underway with a new competitive Northern Premier League campaign. What's your take on what can Warrington achieve next year? I know it's very early days, but you don't even know what your squad's going to be, let alone what South Shields, Baseford and everyone else is going to be like. So what's your take on next season?
The same as what I always say when I speak to you, Ben, is that it's going to be tough. I expect it to be tough. I expect it to be a challenge and a slog, which it always is, you know. But one thing we know is we know every team that's going to be in it. We know about them because nothing's changed. So from that point of view, that's obviously an advantage. I think the bigger hitters, if you like, who you've just spoke about, have retained most of the players from last season, so we know how they're going to look to a degree. It's always a tough division, always some good teams, always some really good players who can step up. And we'd like to put ourselves in the reason why it's a tough league. You know, we'd like to think that we're a good team and we have good players who can step up. So again, it's going to be exciting. And I hope we're part of that excitement when the season finally, you know, starts underway and comes to the end. And, you know, where we've been in the last few seasons is in and around the top of it. So hopefully we can do that again.
And here's hoping there'll be a good crowd there as well. And with that regard, pre-season, when's it all start for you?
We're starting on the 19th of June. So we're getting the lads back early, throwing a few more games in. We always give the lads an off-season programme. The lads have been doing their own challenges throughout the course of the current season, obviously being null and voided. The lads have had their own training and stuff like that, which they've done. We've had 6 or 7 players go out to play in the Welsh League. But pre-season starts on the 19th, so we get them back early, we get them going, and throw a few more games in and see where it takes us come the beginning.
Yeah, I'll come back to how preparations are going to go for next season in a second. But just while I've got you here, we should mention Toby McCormack. He started this Just Giving page after the tragic loss of James Dean, aiming to raise £10,000 initially. Over 15 grand raised at time of recording. That outpouring of love is tremendous, isn't it, really?
It is, and it's not surprising. I didn't know him. I knew of him. He played with my brother at Fylde, and my brother spoke really highly of him as a lad, someone who'd help you if you needed it. And it's no surprise that funding amount is, you know, was bypassed the original target. And I think it'll keep climbing, to be honest. I think when you see the posts on Twitter from everywhere, you know, different players, managers, coaches, fans, all saying, you know, what a good guy he was. And, you know, I think it's no surprise that the money raised to help his family is I wouldn't be surprised if it doubled, actually. You know, such a tragic thing. You know, he's certainly not going to be forgotten from football fans in non-league and in the Northwest. He's not going to be forgotten from anyone soon anyway. And it's a credit to him and his family for how far and how wide, you know, the messages of condolence have gone.
Well, they're just giving the link to the Just Giving page is available in the description of this podcast. So keep donating, everyone.
Definitely.
But Paul, just a final thought, really. It won't be too long before me and you are doing another interview, probably before the start of the competitive season, where we're actually talking about an actual football match taking place. I mean, how much are you looking forward to that? Should say, sorry, Paul, I don't mean my interview. I mean the actual football match.
Oh, I'm looking forward to your next interview more than any matches, Ben. But no, it's good that we can plan. You know, I think we've only got two spaces available now for pre-season games, which, you know, they'll be announced as and when, you know, Toby and the club want to do that. But we've got two dates that are outstanding, but, you know, sort of pending yeses and nos from different levels of clubs to play. But no, it's good to be finally talking football and talking about things moving forward rather than when's it going to start again? When are we going to get, you know, a date? When's the lads going to be back? You know, what's going to happen? You know, everything's been guesswork and negative, but it's finally starting to turn and it's becoming more positive. And, you know, you're getting lads getting excited about pre-season. You know, all our lads are messaging me, can't we come back sooner? Can't we do this? You know, which is all positive because they've all missed it. We've all missed it. As fans, as coaches, you know, anything to do with football, everyone's missed it. And it's been a long time. You know, I think our last league game was in November. So it's been a really long time and, you know, we need to get back at it.
Yeah, we really do. And Paul Carden, manager of Warrington Town, big congratulations to yourself and Mark again on this great news on your new two-year deal at the club. And all the best for pre-season.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot, mate.
Paul Carden there, manager of Warrington Town. And just a reminder, the link to the Just Giving page for the family of James Dean is available in the description to this podcast. Please donate generously. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to both Paul and Stuart for joining me this week. Remember, for the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a lovely and safe week. Bye-bye.